Hello and welcome to the Mound Panel. Woo-hoo! I'm so excited that you're here. And ladies, we have a wonderful treat for you today because although I adore all of the men on the Mound Panel and have really fallen in love with each and every one of them for what they're offering and giving, today's guest is by far my very favorite guest on the Man Panel, and that is because he is my husband, Benjamin Johnson. Welcome, Benjamin.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. Hello, ladies.
So happy to have you, Benjamin. Thank you so much for doing this for me and for supporting my work and for being a part of the Man Panel. I know the ladies love hearing from you, and I'm excited about our topic today. And I did also forget to say, I am Michelle Marchant Johnson, married to the wonderful Benjamin Johnson. You probably know that by now if you've been watching the other interviews, but just in case. So my wonderful husband, Benjamin, is actually an attorney and a CPA by trade. And yet he, for reasons that he will share with you, has, in my opinion, a lot of expertise in this area of love, dating, and relationships, in part because Benjamin and I met and married later in life. So he went through a lot of the ups and downs of dating as a single man, and he'll share a little bit about that in his interview today. And also, the topic that he's going to be sharing today is really, really important, and I'm really excited for you to hear what he has to say because he's going to be talking about how to avoid the wrong men so that you can find Mr. Right. So with all of that, again, Benjamin, welcome once again. So happy to have you here.
Oh, thanks so much, Michelle. Yes, I'm just downstairs from Michelle, and it's so wonderful to be on again. I've done a couple of these before, and it's been so wonderful watching Michelle build these relationships with the ladies. And it's I've watched her develop her own style and her own spirit, if you will, of coaching. And she helps women above all else recognize their value and put a high value on themselves. And that, as has been shown with the results that she's achieved, that matters more than anything else from the get-go as you're planning a relationship, whether you're a man or a woman. And Michelle, it's been so gratifying for me because there are times when I'll be at my desk or in another room and she'll say, come here. And she'll show me on the computer, she'll show me an email or a little snippet of a video message that she's gotten from a client who's excitedly telling her about a great new relationship. And Michelle's even gotten a message from the father of one of her clients, I mean, thanking Michelle for helping at last steer his daughter away from the wrong men and getting her to the right guy. Michelle even had a client who got married and had a baby send a thank you letter as if it had been written by the new baby, thanking Michelle for helping so much, for bringing together mom and dad and helping them to have a wonderful marriage. So I have so much fun and enjoyment watching Michelle just take the delight that she does in coaching women and helping them see just what a high value woman they are, and that they can meet and attract the right guy. It's just been delightful. And I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Benjamin. I really appreciate your kind words. And the truth is, I am so blessed because I attract the most wonderful women to work with. And they are the stars. They are the ones that are willing to do the inner work and to explore this area of growth in their lives, which allows them to be ready to receive love from the right man. And so I honor all of you for being here, because just the fact that you're here likely means that you would like to have a relationship or a better relationship with a wonderful man in your life. And so I honor each of you for wherever you are in the journey. And I love to celebrate my clients for the small successes and for ultimately meeting and attracting the right man. So that leads us nicely into our topic today, Benjamin, which is all about how to avoid the wrong men so that you can meet the right man. And so if you would, before we really get into the nuts and bolts of that, I wonder if you would share just a little bit about this and share a little bit about your story as a single man prior to our meeting and our now wonderful almost 12-year marriage, and why that is relevant to this topic.
Well, I'm the regular guy. I mean, Michelle has been talking to some very impressive relationship experts who've really made it their primary, or at least their side career in researching and really becoming an expert in these things. But I'm the regular guy. My experience consists of two solid decades of post high school singleness and dating. I wound up marrying Michelle when I was age 38, and it was as she may have mentioned before, it was a first marriage for both of us. And going through all of those years of singleness, I can, now that I'm talking about them, I can come to a couple of conclusions. One, there's doubtless several women out there that, if they were to see this video, would say, oh, he's talking about relationships and giving other people advice. And they would get a good chuckle out of it. But another thing I learned is that it really is, in the beginning and the end, all about feeling your own worth, your own worthiness to have the relationship that you are looking for. That confidence, that sense of self-worth is what opens everything. It's what absolutely makes these relationships possible. Because I saw the pattern. I saw the pattern clearly in my own dating. At those times when I was feeling at my worst, when I was beating myself up the most, when I felt the most lonely and unworthy, I would invariably attract individuals who either were giving off the same kind of energy, or, well, let's put it frankly, we're not terribly nice. And there really is a lot of truth to this notion that energetically you're going to attract what you're giving out. And there were times of great happiness and joy. There were also times of frustration, because as a wise person told me in college, it was a she. She said, "Every woman goes through a phase where she's really attracted to bad boys. Now, the smart women get over it in about 15 minutes. The less smart women tend to repeatedly wreck their lives on the rocks of those bad guys. And it was a source of frustration to me, because I would see these very impressive women who, in terms of what they presented on paper, had it all, and yet they were hooked up with these really dubious men. And I would get so frustrated. I would say, here's a really impressive woman hooked up with him, and I can't shoot off a cannon and get any attention here. if you're looking through your list of things that you want in a guy, what I hear all the time from women is, I want a guy that is caring, that is nice, that is really, really good to me. And fair enough. But if you're saying that, make sure that you mean it. Because one of the most common memes that runs around and through male conversations with other men is when they say things like, women say they want guys who are caring, warm, nice, and then they go out and do just the opposite in their dating behavior. And I'm not talking about a guy that's completely obsequious or completely so shy that he's not really up to the task on anything. I'm not talking about extreme versions. I'm not talking about passivity. What I am talking about is a guy who knows his value, but he also knows how to honor and how to treat a woman with respect. So I guess my opening comment, based on my own experience, is if you say that's what you want, if the 15 minutes has passed and the addiction to bad guys is over, you have to mean it. You have to mean it, and it's the quiet ones that oftentimes can come out of the background and make the most difference in the lives of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for that, Benjamin. There was a lot there that we could pick up on. One question I wanted to ask you. So we've talked about the importance of owning and knowing your own value, and that's a key component of all of the work that I do. We've talked about bad boys and how sometimes women have an attraction to, I don't know, the tall, dark, handsome guy that is obviously not ready for any sort of real relationship, but he's a charmer or whatever. There's a lot of different ways men can show up more or less as bad boys. And I had my own run-in with one during my own days as a single woman. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, didn't last too long. And then there are, I think, a couple of other things you've touched upon, such as the importance of really knowing what it is you really want. You've touched upon how women will say certain things, but in reality, sometimes the guys that turn their heads are not necessarily the man that possessed those. So now, swinging around to a question. What else besides that gets in the way and might cause a woman to get caught up with the wrong guy and miss the right guy potentially?
Well, in that situation, a lot of times, circling back to what we were talking about, it's because the woman herself, I think, does not see her own value. And as soon as she spots in the guy perhaps a couple of redeeming features, a couple of features that are somewhat interesting or exciting, she'll go for that with the thought of, well, what if there's nothing, what if there's nothing better? What if there's nothing better coming along? But I want to back up on that whole idea, because I realize it's hard to believe, and it's hard and was hard for me to believe from time to time in my own past, but there's always someone better coming along. Because in this situation, whether it be women or men, if women find themselves too attached to certain items on their list of what they must have, they're going to miss out on key items. And one thing that I've noticed that Michelle emphasizes over and over again to the women she coaches, it's first off, as we've said, know your own value. Secondly, character is everything. You are don't overgive, don't overcommit until you have the chance to know a person's character. And naturally, if anybody takes time to sit down and think about it for a while, character is going to be something that they think is important. But if you ask people to share their lists, and I think particularly if you ask women to show you their list of desirable characteristics in a relationship, you don't see character very often. You're going to see things, well, I mean, I don't need to tell anybody listening to this the kind of things that are on the list, but I will anyway. You're going to see things like attractiveness, of course. You're going to see things like initiative. You're going to see things like good health, an athletic build, ambition. And those things are all great, but those things are all peripheral to character. Think of them as the tools that character uses. Because a person can be handsome and be the kind of person that you do not want, you don't want to spend a lot of time with. A person can be well-educated, but not really be one to be out there doing or accomplishing much. A person can be a hard worker, but they may be so devoted and addicted to that aspect of their life that they don't have room for the most important aspect of that life, and that is relationships with other people. And so what I'm saying is you have to be careful not to get caught out on the periphery. Because when you make lists, inevitably you're going to make them about peripheral characteristics. What's in the center is character. Because a woman can fall hard for a very successful attorney, doctor. She can have great chemistry with a politician, an international jewel thief, or a hitman. You can have great chemistry. The jewel thief, you'll get some nice, some nice bling from the jewel thief. But if you stick with the peripheral characteristics, you're pretty much as likely to get a sinner as a saint. But character means can be described in a lot of ways. But in speaking with Michelle and in thinking about this myself, I always boil character down to the concept of showing up. showing up in the lives of those around you, in the lives of those who care about you, or in the lives of those who are in some way depending on you, whether that be people you work with, people you worship with in your faith, or most importantly, people in your own family or in your own relationship. Whether a man is well off or has a more modest income, whether he belongs on the GQ cover or not so much, whether he's athletic or he's got a bit of a gut going, what it comes down to is he the kind of guy that as you start to date him, as you start to get to know him, does he have a pattern of showing up for you in all of that phrases, connotations and meanings? Does he have the habit of looking at the needs of the people that he's in relationship with and making sure that his actions are honorable and show character? And this is why I emphasize, don't get stuck out on the periphery, because it's one of the worst traps that a person can find themselves in to follow a thought process that says, in effect, well, the person doesn't really show up, but there are other characteristics that will make up for it. Attractiveness, sense of humor, or as Michelle has heard many times from clients, I don't know what happened with this person. We had great chemistry. We had great chemistry, but chemistry is just a biological response. It tells you nothing about the character of the person. You could be having great chemistry, as I said, with either the wonderful hometown guy or with the international jewel thief. So as you get to know a man, the number one way to avoid the trap of getting in with the wrong guy is to watch for how he shows up in your life and in the lives of others. You know, there's the old saw about, if you want to know what kind of a guy you're dealing with, look at how he treats his mother, or look how he treats family members, or look how he treats those people who are in serving professions, like, you know, servers in restaurants, things like that. That no other success in any other area of this person's life is going to wind up compensating you if that central character is missing, if that central quality of showing up in the day-to-day grind of life, when the inevitable point comes where the chemistry has receded and now you have the opportunity to add to it a much deeper, much more meaningful relationship. When that chemistry fades, how's the relationship doing? If you're with a person with character, the relationship will be fine. So by all means, keep your lists, but don't follow them. It's like, as one person has said, to be careful in following your dreams, make sure that you take some honest assessments of your abilities and your opportunities. And it might be best not to follow your dreams, but bring them with you. And that's the exact same thing that I say about lists of characteristics that people have for relationships. Don't let those characteristics drive you. Don't let those characteristics lead But by all means, bring them with you. By all means, keep them handy. But you will find, as most people who find themselves in a very rewarding relationship, marriage, you will find that if you ask these people after many years, they'll tell you, this person has many characteristics that weren't on my list. And they even lack some of the characteristics that I thought I would be insisting on from my list. But you know something? I'm sure glad that I married them. The way that happens is, in my opinion, is you're keeping an eye on the person's character throughout the entire process of getting to know them.
Thank you, Benjamin. That was really well said, and I really appreciate your thoughts there. I think, just to emphasize a couple of things and make a couple of distinctions, we are not in any way saying that attraction or chemistry is not important. In fact, it's desirable and it's quite intoxicating and it's a lot of fun. What we are saying is that alone is not enough to be the glue that really sustains a relationship. And it's so important to go beneath those surface things, because I found out in working with so many clients that oftentimes the person that is really well suited for us and that we can have an incredibly joyful and satisfying relationship with does not necessarily show up in the exact package that we might expect. And so it is okay to have those absolute need to haves and a few deal breakers, but you want to keep those as few as possible and leave some space in those areas of maybe what we might call nice to haves to allow for more exploration of people that do show up in your life. Because I just don't think that for many people, the person shows up in the exact package that we might expect. And I can tell you from being married to Benjamin for now almost 12 years, there's nothing more attractive or nothing sexier than being with someone that you can trust, respect, and who you know is going to be there for you through the ups and downs of life. Benjamin and I have had a few of those during our now almost 12-year history, and I can't even thank him enough for standing by me through an incredibly difficult breast cancer experience, and also just kind of the lumps and bumps of everyday life, some things that come along just as a part of our daily living. None of us are really immune from some of that. So I can just tell you nothing is sexier than that over the long run. And one distinction I want to make here too, Benjamin, and maybe you want to add a little something to this, is that the wrong guy, he might have some kind of fatal flaw, but the wrong guy can also be a really nice guy. But if he's not ready to be in a relationship with a woman, he's not ready to step up and be there on a consistent basis, and that's what the woman wants, then he can still be the wrong guy, even though he might seem really nice.
Yes, the portrait of a man who's keeping his options open. And you can, if you're not too far submerged down into the chemistry to be able to see this clearly, and as Michelle said, by all means, go for the chemistry. I mean, the attraction is what is going to draw you in first, and that's a must in the beginning. But if you allow yourself to keep those eyes, partway open and watching, you'll be able to see if you're dealing with a not ready for relationship kind of guy. I mean, there are the traditional markers that you can look for. Communicate to you mainly by texts. Doesn't seem to be in any hurry to introduce you to his circle of friends, or heaven forbid, his mother or his family members. there are all sorts of little things you can look at to indicate that this is a guy, he may be very polite to you and kind to you. He may be somebody that is pleasant to be around, but it's not going to turn in to a committed relationship. And the bad news, I think, on this front is that from everything that I've come to know and everything I've seen Michelle do as she's worked with her clients, it's very unusual for a guy who is kind of just puttering along like that to all of a sudden, after a long period of time, commit. If it's becoming apparent that a guy is not emotionally or otherwise ready for commitment, you know, after you've been many months in the relationship, really, it's not a question that you're somehow not doing enough. It's not a question of, oh, if I did more, if I loved more, if I gave more. No, it's not that, because that's not the problem. The problem is simply he wants the relationship with you for an entirely different purpose than you want it with him. And that just is not something that is going to shift. And as Michelle was saying, a big part of avoiding, a big part of finding the right guy is to make sure that you're not kind of stumbling along with the wrong guy and moving, but at the same time getting nowhere. And Michelle and I have both seen numerous women who stay in relationships with men for months or even many years because they're convinced that a shift in his mind and heart is right around the corner. And it's not. The shift has to be in you. The shift has to be in you realizing your own value and saying, look, I need to know what I want. Do I want a friendly kind of acquaintanceship in which we get together for dinner and we enjoy each other's company and that's pretty much all that happens? Do I want a fiery relationship with a lot of passion and some good chemistry, but come the dawn, nothing much more has happened beyond that, and we just keep circling back to the same spot? Or do I want a committed, loving relationship with a guy who sees me as a woman of incalculable value and is ready to make the commitment? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I thank you so much, Benjamin. And I think that, one key, and this is speaking in general terms, but one key can be, I've seen for myself and for most of my clients, the relationships that have the staying power and are able to go the distance are usually those that start out more like a slow burn than a forest fire. And the slow burn, in terms of the passion and the attraction, grows as the woman and the man get to know each other better, and as the woman experiences the man as someone that she can feel safe with, comfortable with, she trusts, and becomes more attracted to as she learns about his character. Because what I have found for women to be true is that for women to not only fall in love with a man, but really especially to stay in love with him, is that she needs to respect him. If a woman loses respect for a man, oftentimes the emotional feeling of love goes along with it. And so this is another reason why character and really taking the time, especially in the early stages, to get to know who a man really is and if this is really someone you want to spend your life with makes so much sense. So I guess one big key here to, if we were to summarize some of this, to meeting the right guy and avoiding the wrong guy, would be to take your time in the early stages and really take the time to get to know who someone really is. Because then you're not as likely to find yourself lying there in the smoke, dust, and ashes after getting involved physically or because out of attraction and wondering what in the world happened, because you never developed that emotional connection or really found who this person really was. So those are just a few key things there that I wanted to emphasize.
And Michelle, if I could, for just a second, as we finish, there's a myth that I'd like to bust, like to blow out of the water here. And it's very persistent among women, but I can say as a man that it is a myth. And that is, a lot of women think that you have to start to give a lot early on in a relationship in order to keep the attention of a man, in order to encourage him, if you will, to not wander off to somebody else. And I can tell you right now that as a man, if I find myself very attracted to a woman, if I find myself not just physically attracted to her, in the complete sense, I'm not going to be one of those guys that at the end of the second or the third date is going to suddenly get upset because I'm not getting enough. That's not how the feelings and the behavior of the right guy work. The right guy is not going to say things like, oh yeah, you know, this is just how things work these days. And of course, Michelle, one of the things Michelle teaches her clients is, well, whatever, but that's not the way things work for me. And that won't be the way things work with the right guy as well. Because the right guy, who's not just looking for a conquest, who's not indulging his inner pickup artist, the right guy will want you to feel loved. The right guy will want you to look at him and say, gee, I respect him. I like him. And the right guy will not push anything that she's not comfortable with. So anyway, I just wanted to toss that in because it is a myth that you'll somehow risk losing the right guy if you don't overgive very early in the relationship. That's completely false.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, Benjamin, and I really, really appreciate you emphasizing that to the women out there, because again, everything about my work is centered in you being self-honoring and knowing your own value as a woman. And I absolutely believe the right man will want you to feel safe, comfortable, trust him, and to feel comfortable in the pacing of how the relationship is going, including those physical aspects. And the fact that there's pressure, or that a lot of women feel like they need to give, not only physically, but in other ways, too fast, too much, too soon, in order to keep a guy's attention, is not something that usually works out the way a woman hopes. And so that's why I teach this whole principle. Many of you have heard me talk about called unholy giving, which is just giving too much, too fast, too soon. There needs to be, of course, reciprocation in a relationship, but before you go all in and treat someone like a priority, you need to make sure they're considering you a priority in their lives and not looking at you more like an option. So Benjamin and I have a gift for you, and where we go deeper into this topic, and we think it can be really helpful, and you can get it by clicking on the link below. It's an audio series that we did about 5 years ago, and it's called The Right Man Will and The Right Man Won't. You'll go to a page called Bye Bye Bad Boys, because we want to release those bad boys so you can have the good guys. And we did an audio series where we talked about 7 key things that we believe the right guy won't do and 7 key things that we believe the right guy will do. And this is an audio series that we did really right as I was staggering out of breast cancer treatment. So the tone of this is a little bit raw, if I might say, at least on my part, because I was in kind of a raw space emotionally. But the content we feel is really valid and really valuable. So we invite you to take advantage of that by clicking on the link below. And I also want to remind all of you about the VIP package. And this is really an offering that is, in my estimation, incredibly valuable, because it gives you a chance to not only own this entire series, but to own also what I call a double six-pack of the best of last year's Man Panel. And then you and I get to connect also on a deeper level. We'll be having a master class designed to help you navigate the trickiest of dating situations with grace, ease, and elegance. And we'll be having a 3-part class that I'll be teaching live as well on just how to increase your opportunities to meet great men out there. It's called Meet a High Quality Man Masterclass. And then in addition to that, I've opened up my calendar for some additional spots for one-on-one sessions, because I want to talk with you. I want to connect with you. And if it feels like a fit, I want to continue to support you. I only support a few people at any given time, but I believe that I can really make a difference and help my clients get what they want in terms of their love lives. So this package is available only during this event at this special event pricing. So also be sure to scroll down on the page and check that out, because I would love to stay in touch with you on a deeper level, on a more personal level. So Benjamin, I want to give you a chance to kind of wrap up with a few last words, and I want to tell you how much I love you, how much I admire, respect, and appreciate you, how much you mean to me. Truly, I don't know what I would do without you. I know I tell you this, but it's the truth. You've been a literal lifesaver to me in the time we've been married, and I just can't thank you enough for your love for me and your support for my work and the love that I know you have for the women out there that I'm blessed to work with.
I love you. Thank you so much. And, you know, given my background as a securities attorney and a CPA, there's a lot of number crunching that goes on. And I know, because I've crunched the numbers, when people give me any kind of compliments about being a husband, I tell them that 87.3% of my goodness as a husband is directly due to her patience as a wife.
Well, we disagree on that percentage, but
but it's been wonderful. And I guess if I could say one thing to sum it up, it's as you get to know someone, just look at the patterns of character that they're showing you. No one's going to be perfect. Everybody's going to make blunders and mistakes and fall on their face from time to time. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about are, what regular patterns is this person showing? is this person showing those patterns of character that indicates that they're going to show up even when it's tough to show up? That is the key right there. Because as I mentioned, no other positive characteristic is going to compensate you if that base character is missing. It's been wonderful to talk to you ladies, and I hope to do so again.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you so much, Benjamin. So much love to you. You're such a sweetie, and I'm so grateful for your love and for your support. And ladies, again, be sure to check out our free gift, The Right Man Won't and The Right Man Will. And also be sure to check out the VIP package. And I forgot to say, there's also a surprise bonus along with the other things I mentioned in the VIP package. So we're so glad you're here. We're so grateful for your presence on the Man Panel. I know that the women that I attract to this community are usually women who want to be in a loving, committed partnership or marriage relationship with the right guy. And we are holding that vision for you and sending you so much love. So we'll see you for more of the Man Panel. Bye for now.